we have invited the Department of COCTA, led by Honorable Somuka, in KwaZulu-Natal province. And we are now going to start with them. I'm driving home and I pray.
But I thought perhaps I must start speaking because this is quite important. I just want to take this opportunity to just check quickly the attendance register. I see Honorable, it's myself, Honorable Inok Mtetwa, Honorable Fisher, Honorable Ethel Nkosi, Honorable Bartlett, Honorable Sileku, Honorable Shahidi Shay. Yes, I think we constitute a quorum that must enable us to proceed with this. Before I proceed, I see the hand of Honorable Mutepa. Honorable Mutepa, when I say something before we go ahead,
no, thank you, Chair. Thank you for the opportunity. Chair, we are raising a small concern here, Chair. This document was sent to us this morning. Honestly, yesterday we had a long sitting. We have not even found time to go through them.
I will address that, Honorable Mtetwa. I saw your hand up and I thought perhaps I must respect you and give you that opportunity. This is one of the first matters that I'm going to address.
I didn't know whether it was going to be covered on your opening.
Maybe it's okay. I'm going to do that. I'm going to make a firm proposal.
All right.
Thank you. I thought perhaps I must open the meeting and invite all the guests and all of the people that we have invited who are forming part of this meeting before I deal with that particular aspect. Yes, allow me to make some opening remarks and thereafter I'm sure we can take it from there.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you very much, Comrade Inok Mtetwa. Honorable members, this is a meeting of the Select Committee on COCTA, Human Settlements, Water and Sanitation. Our focus now, as you'll appreciate, is a focus on the municipalities, especially municipalities where provincial governments across the country have invoked Section 106 of the Constitution. Now we take this opportunity to invite honorable MECs to come and address us, to come and update us, to come and brief us about the invocation of Section 106 of the Municipal Systems Act. Just in the first place, having welcomed everybody here in this meeting, especially the Honorable MEC for COCTA in KwaZulu-Natal, Honorable Somuka, I was informed that today there was a meeting of the Minister and MECs, the MINMEC, and we appreciate the fact that you are here this afternoon to honor our invitation. But before I proceed with this meeting, I just want to raise some concerns, Honorable MEC, that this is the third, if not the fourth time, that we are trying to convene this meeting. And at the point that we decided to postpone these meetings, were on the basis of the fact that we were not receiving the documents on time. The same point that Honorable Inok Mtetwa is raising, that we have just received these documents last night. We pleaded with your department that you must submit these documents on time so that, given our busier schedule, the work that we do, we must find time to go through the documents, to comprehensively prepare ourselves for these meetings, because these submissions that you are making to us are extremely important. They're important because of one reason, and this is the main reason. The reason is that you invoked Section 106 of the Municipal System Act, because when you invoke Section 106 of the Systems Act, you believe that a particular municipality has got problems, that there are allegations of fraud, of corruption, of nepotism, of maladministration, and any other malfeasances that is obtained in a municipality. That is why you decide to investigate those particular aspects. This is quite important. And therefore, it is important, therefore, to give members of this committee sufficient time to reflect on these issues, to forward them the information quite earlier on time, so that they comprehensively prepare for this meeting. Now, despite the fact that we postponed this meeting on two or three occasions, so that we must have this day with the Honorable MEC, the documents only appeared, we were given these documents only late last night. When I checked the time, it was exactly 9:45 in the evening, after we had a very marathon program, actually throughout the week, not only yesterday, and that we expected to look at these documents. And other members have just indicated to me that they had the possibility to read these documents, and now this afternoon, because they couldn't even have time to check them yesterday. Now, for me, MEC, there are two issues. I want you to address us on this particular point. The fact that this is the third, if not the fourth time, that we are trying to meet with you and your department. And the basis of our meeting is that we want you to advance documents on time, and these documents have not come forward. And the reasons why we postponed our meetings was on the basis that the documents didn't come on time, and even these ones that we are supposed to engage with only arrived last night, very, very late last night. We want you to, before we start with the meeting, address us on that particular point. Why is this situation happening? Even though that we inform you on time, that we really plead that the documents and the information must come forward on time, that we're setting up our meetings timelessly, so that we engage on this particular issue. That is the first thing that I want to firstly to address. But the second point that I want you to address, Honorable MEC, is the fact that the reports that we have received deal with two aspects. The first aspect, it briefs us on Section 106 as per our request. The municipalities where you invoke Section 106 of the Municipal Systems Act to investigate the related matters that border on financial and other related malfeasances. But you also favored us with a document that deals with the municipalities that are under Section 139 of the Constitution, where, especially 139.1b, where you invoke Section 139.1b of the Constitution in respect of these municipalities. But I looked at the documents as I was preparing for this meeting. I looked at the documents where you want to brief us with in terms of Section 106 of the Municipal Systems Act. For me, just looking at them, and you'll correct me for that, they are empty. They say nothing about what you do in respect of Section 106 of the Municipal Systems Act. They absolutely say nothing, with due respect. They just say to us, we are investigating, we have instituted this investigation, and the report was composed, the report was forwarded to the municipality for implementation, or they say, we are busy doing the work. But they do not tell us what is the nature of the allegations that you were investigating? What was the situation? How much was involved? Who was responsible? Who was investigated on this particular matter? What were the basis of that investigation? And this is what we found out in respect of the reports that we received. All of these reports say nothing. Maybe I should also afford you, secondly, an opportunity to address this committee on that particular aspect as to what is the situation, why are we giving such an information that has got no information about what is happening in respect of the municipalities which were placed under Section 106 of the Municipal Systems Act. Because where we are, we don't know and understand what the allegations are. What were you investigating? What time did it take you to investigate those issues? And what are your findings? And what is it that you gave to the municipality to implement? And the document that I have at my disposal doesn't say anything in respect of that. I want us, before we proceed with this meeting, I've indicated that we constitute a quorum. We can go ahead with the meeting, it's okay. But before that, I really want you to first, before we decide what needs to happen, that I afford you as the Honorable MEC of COCTA to address us on those particular two issues. The one issue is, why is it taking so long to present the reports to us? And we have postponed these meetings for a very long time. And even in this particular instance, we only received the documents late last night at 9:45 to prepare for this meeting. I want you to address us on that issue. And the second issue is the fact that the report that we obtained, and this report, I think it comes from a one director who is responsible for investigations in your department. And we thought that this report will come directly from you. We want you to firstly address us on those issues before we proceed with the meeting and decide in terms of how we must move forward in terms of this meeting. Honorable members, I thought perhaps as a chair guiding this meeting, I must afford the MEC to address us on those issues before we proceed with our meeting or decide on the course of action that we need to take in respect of this particular meeting, because this is a meeting of Parliament, extremely important, that must enable Parliament to exercise its oversight function on what is happening at municipal level through the office of the MEC. Over to you, Honorable MEC. You can just speak on the issues that I raised and we'll take it from there. Thank you very much. Over to you, Honorable MEC.
Thank you very much, Chair. Greetings to honorable members present here, all officials from the Parliament, and officials from the department. NSOP members. Chair, let me start by the one that you asked, why we sent the reports yesterday night. The response on that matter, Chair, is not true. We never sent a report last night. However, we sent the report on the 30th of November, on Tuesday. Time it was 12:03. And official faulty and Thembile Manele can confirm that, because we submitted, and there are a number of other, but I want to be specific to the officials dealing with this matter from this committee. So documents were sent on this, not yesterday, it was sent on the date by 12:03. We can confirm that. If Chair want to confirm that, we can do so. There's no intention that we can undermine the committee of the Parliament. We understand that is extremely important, as you indicated, and we know that. We can be reminded we don't have a problem, but we always respect any committee that will request require us to account to, because we know we have a responsibility to account to a committee of a parliament. I think that is a first point. We always ready to give report to leadership, because whatever leadership that request us to do, things that are in our desk, in our computer, it's just a matter of updating a report. Hence, I'm confirming that it was not sent yesterday. I think those officials that dealing with a committee can respond on that.
Let me see. I thank you very much for that response. I want us to settle this issue once and for all. Manel is in the meeting. He's the secretary, he's like our DJ in this meeting. I want him to address this particular matter once and for all before we move to the next issue. Moss,
no problem.
Why are you giving us this document at quarter to 10 in the evening, when according to the MEC, it was sent on Tuesday? Can we just respond on that issue so that we mustn't blame other people? We must blame ourselves and deal with you and deal with our own systems. Can you just explain to that?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, in terms of the review of our email system, I can provide official evidence on that matter. When I send correspondence to the department KZN, I have copy you on the safer side, Mr. F. Holiday. And the MEC says evidence that he has my name and Mr. F. Holiday. When we're preparing for the meeting, we wanted to send documents to members. We checked our email, Chairperson. Documents, we did not receive documents. Hence, yesterday, Chairperson, we also sent email to a parliamentary liaison officer in KZN to say members are looking for the documents. Hence, from our system point of view and evidence, we can demonstrate that we received the documents yesterday, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson.
What was the response of the PLO from the province?
Chairperson?
What was the response of the PLO from the province when we indicated to them yesterday that we have not yet received the documents?
We forwarded the email that was sent from the office of Mr. Holiday to say the committee is waiting for the documents. You can show that yesterday we sent email to a PLO in KZN to say members are looking for documents. We can just provide evidence.
Okay. Okay. Honorable MEC, if you agree, me and you are politicians. Let us not be misled by the officials. Let us settle it on the note that we need to get an investigation as to what happened in that respect. But the bottom line is that members only received this document at 9:45 in the evening yesterday. I'm sure we should then check so that me and you, as we do our job, we are not caught into that situation as to the blame game of officials. We should decide what we do in respect of that kind of a situation, because the fact of the matter is that we received only these documents only at 2:45. They have not yet received the documents and they need to prepare themselves for the meeting today. But I suggest that me and you, we must then investigate whether the fault is with my officials or your officials, so that we take an appropriate action to remedy that situation. We cannot find ourselves here in this situation where we blame one another. I don't blame you. Those that we trust, we respect, we expect to do their job, they must do their job in terms of facilitating our engagement of this nature. I am not sure whether you agree on that. Honorable Amusi?
No, 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 Chair. I agree. I don't have a problem. I will request that as a leader, as a person from National, because they are not telling me. I'm having the email. That's why I'm reading even the time. That was 12:03. Is from the email that was sent to different people. I can't be in the position to say who's correct, but I'm talking about what was sent on Tuesday on the 30 on 12:03. I will then give you a chair to decide, but I will really love that you do a really investigation on this matter, because it's sending a wrong picture that we are not sending document on time. And sometimes you'll find that, Chair, we will be receive invite on the 24th and told that we must report on the meetings on the 26th. Really only given 2 days to finalize the report. However, sometimes we do, but I will request that next time, Chair, because I'm aware there was a meeting that was supposed to sit on the 26th and the invite came on the 24th. We never complained, because sometimes when we are called by the upper structure, you comply, but it's important to raise the complaint. Or not a complaint, to deposit the frustration sometimes, that if we can at least be human and given time to prepare ourselves, so that when we come and present ourselves in this committee, at least we are prepared, not prepared because of the time given to us. However, I'm fine, Chair, with that. I'm not sure if you. I will hear from you if we can start presenting.
I fully agree with you. I'll investigate. I don't take this matter light. I'll check what the problem actually is from either both you or my side, and deal with it accordingly. Because I'll not sit here and just say this and that. But even the meeting of the 26th was the second, if not the third meeting that we had requested from your side. It's okay. I'll look at that particular matter. But the fact of the matter is that members of parliament sitting here in this meeting, they only received this invitation last night. It's okay. We'll do that investigation, and accordingly, I will give you what I found out in respect of this situation as a chairperson of this committee. If you don't mind, address us on the second issue in terms of the information at our disposal.
Chair, the issue of Section 106, we do have reports of all Section 106 that have already tabled to municipalities. I was not aware that the committee that are looking for those reports, but I don't think it's a problem. We can email those reports to you, Chair. We'll then give members, because it already the documents are in the public domain. As soon as we present it to a council, it's no longer private. It's no longer private, so it can be given to anyone. But it's important that before you give any institution or any person forensic investigation, it must be presented to the correct structure in this regard is council. Have what are the issues, what was the allegations, and also the recommendation from the investigators. I don't think it's a problem. If that was requested and did not provide, want to apologize. Even today, I can request the team to email to you, except those that were still investigating. I don't think what we can only do is to just to say these are the allegations, but we can't give details. Chair, we know why. One time when we're requested by SCOPA,
to give them details on issues of Mukanyakude and Nqutu. And we said, no, we can't give details because the matter is still subject to care, we're still dealing with investigation. We then later found out that the information that was given to the committee was now on the media, and was in politicians were using it to campaign about it. Hence, we have the responsibility to protect the image of the provincial government. Thank you very much.
Yes, I hear what you're saying, but in terms of the provisions of Section 106 of the Municipal Systems Act, once you invoke that provision of the Systems Act, you must immediately inform the provincial legislature and the NCOP within a prescribed period, and I think it's 14 days. And when you conclude your investigations, you are also expected to inform us and inform the provincial legislature. Where we see it with all the municipalities, I think there are about 8, if not 9 municipalities, where you undertook Section 106, we have not received any of those reports. And it's not because you're making us favor. The law says you must give us those reports as the NCOP, so that we go through those reports. And at our disposal, we don't have any of those reports. That is a difficult, that is the first difficulty. The second difficulty is that even in how you briefed us, you can look at your presentation. That was composed by a certain director of your department. It doesn't tell us what has happened. It just says you invoke this 106 to this municipality, and the recommendations or the conclusions or whatever that is being implemented. Where I see it, I have no knowledge whatsoever about the nature of the allegations, about why did you investigate, and what did you find out in those municipalities. Where I sit with the rest of members of parliament, we don't have that information about that. Even if, yes, they are in the public domain, but you need to favor us with those reports so that we deal with them. And like I'm saying, even if, yes, it is true that certain issues you are still considering, you are still attending to some other issues, but you need to brief us and say, in that municipality, Mukanyakude, or it's Mube, or it's Mgeni, or it's what? These are the nature of the allegations that we are investigating. This is what we were told, and that warranted us to institute an investigation. And based on that investigation, this is where we are. Whether the matter is with the council, or we are taking it further, or what. Where we are as a committee, we do not have that information. And for me, that presents a difficulty. I want to propose, in the light of these two issues that I raised in advance, take into consideration what Honorable Mteta was saying, to say this meeting will not yield the positive results that we are looking for. But I want to open the discussion for members of parliament to just make some reflections and comment on the basis of what we have just interacted about, me and you, and based on that, we decide what we need to do. Over to you, honorable members, based on the discussion that is unfolding in terms of what is it that needs to happen. Over to you. Honorable Mteto had already started making a view, but I just want to hear from other members of parliament. What is your view about these developments? Over to you. Honorable Ethel Nkosi.
Chair.
Yeah, thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Greetings to your good self, the MEC in his entourage, the honorable members of parliament and the officials of parliament. Honorable Chair, I think you said it mouthfully when you indicate that there are a lot of things that are not clear in this report. And even the issue of the late document that we have received, I think it's a very much a concern to us as members that this report came very late and we can't even get enough time to look at it. I would like to support you when you are saying, and let me say, the investigation must happen as to know exactly what has happened. Then we want to get that report in our next meeting. But I fully support that. Let us refer this meeting back so that we can be able to get all the information that is required from the report. I submit, Honorable Chair. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Honorable Professor, over to you. I had to mute myself. Honorable Professor.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chair. I agree that we need conclusive reports and we need to have it well in advance. No provincial administration can expect us to give our best effort and to give the best advice or take the best resolutions with regards to this if it continues like it is at the moment. So I agree with my colleague that we need an update on what has happened. Thank you.
Sorry, Honorable Zandamela. Honorable Zandamela. Sam?
No, thanks, Chairperson. I'm partly covered by my colleagues there. But this is really worrying, Chairperson. I think something needs to be done. It can't be that it must be just business as usual. This is really disappointing. So, I don't know. We'll leave this to you as a Chairperson. Or what I would suggest that maybe the committee should meet and discuss this thing first. Thanks, Chairperson.
Oh, thank you. Honorable Martha Bartlett.
Yes, Chair. I also agree with the proposals made. And I think the reasons what the MEC and the team gave is not enough reasons to me whether we investigate this matter or not. It's not the first time, it's not the second time. So every time we must postpone our meeting due to their recklessness. So I think, Chair, I will also support this proposal. Thank you very much.
Let me see. Before that, honourable members, I just want to clarify one issue. We agree with the MEC that we will have to undertake an investigation as to who to blame for the late depositing of the documents to honourable members. The fact of the matter is that we received these documents at 10 o'clock in the evening last night, and we didn't have time to read them. As to who is to blame, I will have to check at that MOS and the officials from the side of the MEC. I don't want us to blame the MEC for that until we arrive at a conclusion as to actually where the problem is. But the problem that we are raising as parliament is the fact that this is the third or the fourth time that we're requesting the MEC and the team to be here to engage with us. We are ready on a Friday afternoon when there is quietness in parliament, because we are propelled by a burning desire to solve the problems of municipalities. We are here because we want to engage with the issues. At 2 o'clock, we want to engage because the Department of Culture in KwaZulu-Natal has conducted investigations about corruption and all of those related issues against these municipalities, and we are obligated to know what has happened. We are obligated by the imperatives of the Constitution to get the report and engage with that report. That is why members of parliament are here at this time on a Friday afternoon. This is quite important. But what is also important is the fact that the report is not detailed. It says you can look at it. I think it's a 5-page report that speaks to the issues of the investigation. And Honorable, let me see, what we are saying as a committee is that we will determine another day before we retire this year, in which we are going to say, we are going to propose to you that give us a report, give us the gist, tell us what were you investigating in these 8 or 9 municipalities, what were the problems, what were the allegations, what were people complaining about, and what did you find out in terms of the reports? But most importantly, what did you do to investigate or to follow up all the recommendations that were placed forward in terms of the reports? And what has been the role of the municipalities in terms of investigating those? That is what members of parliament are saying. Are saying where they are, they are disempowered, they lack information, they want that information to be made available so that when they engage with you and your department, they should do so with an understanding that they have the full information at their disposal. Because I must say that on Tuesday, we meet in the MEC of Gauteng for the same thing. Our focus as a committee now is on the investigations that border on corruption, maladministration, nepotism, wrongdoing in the municipalities where provincial governments have invoked Section 106 of the Municipal Systems Act. We are not on the 139 interventions, not at this stage. We are at a level where we investigate in terms of Section 106 of the Municipal Systems Act, the work that you do and how you follow up all the issues that need to be followed up, how you pursue the wrongdoers, those who are corrupt and who have perpetuated corruption, how do you follow them up to ensure that justice is seen to be done and that the people of those municipalities are able to recover the monies which were either stolen, misappropriated, misspent, and not used according to the required prescriptions of the law. That is where we are as a committee. We are investigating those things. We met with the MEC for COGTA in Mpumalanga. We are now to KwaZulu-Natal. Next week, as I said, we'll be in Gauteng. We are going to conclude this year with the Free State because we need to know what has happened and how you have implemented those recommendations and what are the consequence management for those who are involved. And for us, this is quite important because municipalities are the weakest link of our own local government. The municipalities are creating a lot of problems. There is a crisis in our municipalities, and this committee has got that duty and that legislative and statutory obligation to follow all of these issues. And that is all that we are doing. We want to know how we are implementing these things and how do we ensure that people account for what they are doing, what they have done in respect of those particular monies that belong to the people. Now, I'm going to, in the light of this, maybe allow MEC to comment if you want to, but I want us to close this meeting to say we are going to conduct that investigation because for us, this is quite serious. I was on the verge of subpoenaing the MEC to force him to come to appear before the committee, but now he has given that explanation. We need to investigate it. We are going to investigate it, but at the same time, we expect the MEC and the department to give us a detailed report that makes sense, that enables us to execute our functions as members of parliament in respect of oversight. Over to you, Honorable MEC, if there is something that you want to say as we conclude the meeting.
thank you very much. One thing that should be judged, or I'm not going to allow that. I'm sorry. That thing I'm not going to allow, irrespective of who says it. And the members, they are saying it's a fourth time now, postponing the meeting as if meeting is postponed before us. It's not true. I will also request you, Chair, to investigate this matter. I can't be crucified for things that I don't know. I can't allow that, irrespective of who's saying it. On the 24th, the official from your committee send an email and say, we're inviting you on the 26th of November. But in the very same email, he's saying, if the time is not enough, we can postpone it. It's written on the email on the 24th. I can read it for you. Please, can you confirm receipt of this email regarding the meeting with COCTA? If the time is not convenient on Friday, Mr. Holiday has indicated that the meeting can be shifted to afternoon. To ascend on the 24th, and the meeting is on the 26th, we then blame that we're postponing meetings. It's not fair, really.
I thought we have closed that matter. On a note that...
No, but the members, they've raised things that are checking that we're not doing. The other member said we're reckless. He even said we're reckless.
I'm just saying, I've corrected that. If you heard me, I said, no. You can't...
We're human beings, Chair. We can't just...
Let me see. Just wait. I'm still chairing the meeting. Just wait. I've said you can't wholly blame the MEC or his office up until that investigation is conclusive. That's what I've said in respect of the date of the meeting. That's what I've said. And I've said that we need to check actually what has happened in that respect, because the information at my disposal tells me that this postponement that happened on the 26th, it was the third, if not the second postponement. And I said, I'll investigate that and I'll give you the report. I'll give the committee the report. And I've corrected that. Whoever said you are reckless or what, I've corrected that. I think in a very sufficient way to say, let's wait for that opportunity in terms of that. But the information, because the information that I have contradicts the information that we have. It obviously require that kind of an investigation. Address us on the second issue, which I think is quite important. This one we have settled with you. I've said it's okay. Leave that one of members of parliament.
Okay. I'm sorry, Chair, but that I had to respond because members, they said it after we have already resolved. That's why I'm raising, because you resolved, but they continue to raise it. However, my apology about that, Chair. I still respect that you are chairing a meeting, and I respect that. Two, Chair, we want to apologize for not giving information that was required. The problem, we're not told that you must give details. Hence, our report, we gave the summary. We don't have a problem to give details. In the next meeting, we start from today to compile, because it's something that we have in our position. We are going to give details in all municipalities that were investigated using Section 1106. So what were the allegations and then the recommendation? But in that meeting, Chair, we'll also give what law says after you have finalized the report and presented in the council and given the report. I think I'm not going to present it now, But whatever that we will do, we'll give details and what is our role as the provincial government and what is the role of the council in implementing the recommendations. We want to apologize for not providing details, but not on record that we did provide a summary of those municipalities, but when we did not give details because the invite did not indicate that we must give details on the allegation and recommendation. It's our mistake. We accept it. If that warranted this meeting to postpone on those bases, we apologize. But the very same committee chair will remember is on record where they said is we as COG Challenge KwaZulu-Natal, we always give detailed information, but also the issue of, I'm not sure because it's still a serious matter. Next week we must provide, actually tomorrow, we must provide with Provincial Executive Council about the status of Inqutu and the status of Umkhanyakude, where Inqutu, the NSOP failed to meet the deadline of 180 days. They've never responded. And now we're in dilemma. We don't know what is the status because there was no correspondence. There was no response on the letter that was sent and 180 days passed with no response. That means we are not now complying with the legislation. Thank you very much, Chair. We'll hear from you when is the next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Lamisi. I think you have greatly provided leadership and where fault lines, where problems are. I think that's leadership that you accept that this is what has happened and you apologize on the basis of that. But all that we are saying is that we need to be finished with a detailed information and nobody's making us favor across the board to give this committee the information that is required so that this committee is enabled to do its work. That's all that we are saying. And we'll take it from there. Once we receive that report, we interrogate it, we'll in precision outline what we think needs to happen in taking the processes forward. In respect of the issues that you raised, you know that we visited quite a number of municipalities and throughout this province has been one of the provinces, especially yourself, MEC, who has been very, very cordial and cooperative with the NCOP. Whenever we request you information, whenever we request you to appear before the committee, wherever we visit even your province, and in most of instances, you've always been there to offer us that support, that assistance to ensure that we do our job. And we really greatly appreciate that. But where their problems are, we will not shy away as this committee to raise them. Where we are not satisfied about this and that issue, we are not going to shy away to register the fact that we think that things are not going well. And just because you raised the issue of Inqutu and another one, Kanyakude, our view is that, yes, we have not complied with the section 180 days of the constitution where we are required to make a decision. You are aware that we were there in Inqutu, especially as this committee. We couldn't have the meeting. We apologize. We wanted to do everything within our power to ensure that we conduct oversight. We listen to all the stakeholders who were there. But because we were late, because of problems that are beyond our control as this particular committee, we can give that report. We wanted to follow up that matter to ensure that it gets finalized before the elections. Now that the elections are over, you have a new municipality, we allow you as a provincial government to sit down, reflect on what has happened, and based on that, take your own decision in terms of how you must proceed forward. What we know is that there is a new municipality in Inqutu, and Inqutu, and that municipality has just been elected and inaugurated, it must be allowed to function in a way that it will deliver on the objectives of local government. With that, honorable members, thank you very much for attending. We are deeply sorry about this state of affairs. It is beyond our control, but as one of the most busiest, actually the busiest committees in the NCOP, I mean executive undertakings and petitions, security and justice, and ourselves as COCTA, human settlement and water and sanitation. We are one of the busiest clusters in the NCOP, and we try to do our bit. We try to do our level best to hold people accountable, to ensure that we do our job. And where there are problems, we'll accept that there are problems, and those problems need to be solved, need to be followed up. And I'm sorry about that. On that note, can I take this opportunity to say thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned. We will, in due course, I suggest that before we retire for this session, the last session of Parliament this year, we must engage with the provincial government and finish our task. Because next year, there's a big task of doing our work. We still have to request Parliament to allow us to visit Mpumalanga early at the beginning of the year to go and finalize those matters that are important. It's only this way, honorable members, that can make us to impact positively in the work that we do to hold everybody accountable, to ensure that the system of local government gets improved on the ground. With those words, thank you very much for attending this meeting. And thank you very much, honorable MEC and your team. We will reschedule this meeting and then appropriately propose a date for you to attend the follow-up meeting. On that note, thank you very much. The meeting stands adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.